Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. My ultimate wish for you and for everyone is peace on Earth. But did you ever think what it would take to have peace on Earth? To be at peace means that you are not compelled by others to do things against your will. In saying that, I am not saying that you won't have unpleasant times in your life, such as when your spouse or child asks you to do something to help them out when you would really prefer to relax or do something for your own recreation. Instead, what I am describing are things you are forced to do or accept against your own best interest, such as having your property burglarized or you being deliberately injured. You also will not have peace if you are forced to do it or not do something by government. When governments mandate or prohibit something, there will be no peace. Government compulsion has many forms. As long as people are compelled to pay any kind of taxes, there will be no peace on Earth. Or look at government-issued money. The Federal Reserve says it wants to lower the purchasing power of U.S. government currency by at least 2% per year. There is no way that the government's taking of part of your wealth every year will bring peace on Earth. As a friend of mine once said, quote, "You cannot have true peace and prosperity unless you can absolutely trust the money," unquote. Money that you can absolutely trust, such as physical gold and silver, without fail for thousands of years, is a necessary precondition to have peace on Earth. Another precondition for peace on Earth is the liberty to practice self-control. You run your own life, not someone else, and you don't run the lives of others, whether directly or through government. So, when I wish you peace on Earth, that means that I also wish you personal freedom and money you can absolutely trust. Whether you are a Christian or not, I wish you a Merry Christmas. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.